Language Listeners, 元宵节快乐！大家好，我是 Jenny.
Hey guys, this is Adam. Yes, a very happy Lantern Festival to you.
元宵节，不是 The Lantern Festival 吗？
Oh, Jenny, this has been a thorn in my side for years.
Thorn 是一根刺。
Yes, just something that causes me pain, constantly for years. Adding the word the...to very, very Chinese things.
对，我觉得这个也是困扰我很久啊。And I'm pretty sure it's been confusing you guys for quite a long time.
I know it has been because I get the questions all the time. So today, we're not going to do one of those shows where it's like, we tell you, don't say the here, but say the here.
我们之前做过一集比较更广的。
We tried. It's super useful, but it's kind of hard to present something like that.
我们今天就是具体一些be specific,
right.
然后讲一讲就是咱们中国的这些传统节日啊，在英语里面你到底要不要加的、
right.
比如元宵节啦，比如春节，还有还有带啊，然后中秋节、
right.
是好的。那 what's the answer, Adam?
Well, okay, so the reason why it's a thorn, the reason why it causes so much pain is that there really is no answer, or at least there is debate.
我也觉得还是有些争议的是吧
Right, so for example, Wikipedia. I have been a follower of Wikipedia, a supporter of Wikipedia for years and years and years, but I really feel they've let me down in this particular...
对，因为维基百科就是所有的中国节日它都是加的 The Lantern Festival, The Chinese New Year.
Right, now the thing about these...types of websites, these wikis, is they have lots of rules and lots of discussions. So if we had more time, we could probably talk to other editors of those pages and find out why. Or at least argue convincingly for the other side, a website like Encyclopedia Britannica.
大英百科全书
Right, they support the idea of not adding the.
对，因为维基百科是加德的，但是大英百科全书的网站上面，中国的节日前面都没有加德。然后呢，我又查了一下牛津啊、剑桥啊、韦氏大词典，English to English 英英的词典上面，你根本查不到，你根本查不到我们中国任何一个传统节日。
Oh, none of them.
None of them.
Oh, okay. Because I'm thinking like Lantern Festival is
都没有。
Western people probably don't know what that is, but at this point, you know, like Mid-Autumn Festival, Chinese New Year, like that's, those are fairly common.
汉英，我们要把这个功课交给我们的听众们，你们去汉英的这些权威词典上面查一查，告诉我们有没有加德，好吗？但是呢，我觉得另外一个很有趣的 angle 一定要讲的就是日常生活中 native speaker 在描述我们中国传统节日的时候加不加的
Right, so I think where this debate comes from is the fact that in English, all of our festivals, all of our holidays have very clear names.
Christmas?
It's Christmas.
Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. But don't forget, we can also say the Christmas holidays or the Thanksgiving weekend. People just don't say that. Like when we're talking, hey, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
So native speakers 在讲到西方的传统节日的时候前面是不加德的
right.
对不对
Right.
那如果把这个原则带到其他的节日比如我们中国的节日也不加德
So I have always been on the side of no the. And my, and my reasoning for that has always come from Chinese New Year, Spring Festival, and Mid-Autumn Festival.
所以你注意一下most native speakers, when they're talking about these Chinese festivals, 他都不会说 what are you doing for the Chinese New Year?
Right.
Or how are you celebrating the Lantern Festival?
Right.
口语里面对我觉得 不太会加的。
That's right. Or Dragon Boat Festival. There's always Dragon Boats, or Dragon Boat competitions over here.
端午节是是是。好，所以I'm pretty sure that you stand on the side of not adding the.
That's right.
As, at least in speaking, in conversation.
Right. Again, it's tough when the names are things like Mid-Autumn Festival, because it does sound like we are referring to a society that has many festivals. There is the festival that happens in the middle of autumn. Let's call it the Mid-Autumn Festival.
好，反正大家口语里面不用加的啊。那接下来我还有一个问题要问你，就是我们怎么写，怎么用英文写我们这些传统佳节，哪些词要大写，哪些词不要大写？
I think a good rule of thumb here is capitalize everything.
不是，这个我们要讲清楚一点。
Not every letter, I mean every word. Chinese New Year!
Okay, so 大写英文是 to capitalize.
Well, it's a capital letter.
Right, 或者 uppercase 也是大写的意思。小写叫什么？
That would be lowercase. That's the very formal way to say it. But we often just say small. Like a small c. You would not put small c in Chinese.
Right.
Because Chinese will always have a capital C.
Okay. 那不可以讲 big C 吗？
Big C.
不是，因为不是 small 吗？对应口语。
You usually say capital.
Capital C. 好。所以当我们写出来咱们这些传统节日的时候呢，每一个单词，每一个 word 的首字母我们要大写啊，不是说里面每一个字母都得大写。
That sounds like you're yelling.
其实现在很多 teenagers, 还有我的小孩，我觉得他们什么When they're typing, 他就很喜欢所有的字母都大写。
Yeah, so that's called all caps.
All caps,
yeah, all
就很
caps.
很 dramatic.
I still like all caps, yeah, for a few words here and there.
好的，比如说元宵节 Lantern Festival, 我们要大写的字母是
a Lantern and Festival.
就是要大写的字母是 L 和 F.
Right.
好的，那你刚刚讲到的 Mid-Autumn Festival.
Okay.
Mid-autumn 是一个词还是两个词呀？
Oh yeah, okay, that's good. Even more debates. So generally speaking, it would be one word, but it's a hyphenated word.
当中有一个中划线。
Mid-autumn. So probably what you want to do there is put capital M and capital A.
对，总之你就记住我们这些Festivals, we need to respect them.
They're names. They're proper names.
对对，所以首字母咱们都大写一下啊。好的，那么我之后还有问题。
Okay.
其实讲到 Lantern Festival, Festival 是节日，对不对？而且很多这种 traditional holidays 啊。Lantern 就是灯笼。那元宵节的时候我们干什么呢？我还记得我小的时候，我们是做灯笼，自己做一个 rabbit 兔子灯。Yeah, 然后当然吃汤圆。So when we're talking about what we actually do to celebrate these festivals,
okay.
我们要不要说, you know, we make the lanterns, we eat the dumplings.
Oh, right, the sugar balls.
The sugar
balls. yes, that's a very good question. So clear, we do not need a the.
因为它不是特指某一个灯笼或者某一碗汤圆。
Right, yeah. Where are the lanterns that you made? Or where are, you know, my favorite sugar balls were the ones my mother made.
Actually, in my memory, 我的记忆里面, there is one lantern, the lantern that I lost.
Oh, no.
我就不见了,我就特别伤心。我还记得那个时候自己做一个就爸爸妈妈帮着我一起做灯笼，然后我就和我的 cousins， 不是，我们就会拉着那个兔子灯，它有个线 ，like how you walk your dog，and we put a candle in it， 不是，我们就拉着它在楼下，就是大家跑啊转圈很开心，然后等我回家的时候，那整个兔子灯就 gone 就不见了，
哇。
后来我爸妈说，哎，到哪儿到哪儿 ，and then my dad， 我爸说，哦 ，you。Burnt it, 烧掉了因为那个兔子是纸做的
Right, yes.
And you have a candle in there. And then as I was running around, the candle probably 就倒下来 the candle fell and actually burnt the lantern.
Okay, okay.
So It burnt the lantern.
Yes.
我是特指那一个兔子的。
That is a lantern.
My heartbreak lantern.
Right.
心碎的兔子的。
Right. And now don't forget, this is the only other thing I will say about the today, I promise. But it is also something that we use when information about something is already known.、Mm. So if I say to Jenny something about the lantern, she will know I'm talking about that lantern.
Which burned.
30 years ago, it burned. But I'm still talking. I wasn't even there, but, but I'm still talking about it today.、Mm. Remember the lantern, Jenny?
对对对，所以当你真的是指那一个 specific,、mm. 只能是那一个时候我们才加的、
right,
对吧、
right.
或者那一类比如前面 Adam 说的妈妈做的汤圆最好吃、mm.
right.
The dumplings that my mom makes are the best.
Right, or mooncakes.
The mooncakes.、
Yeah. Now, these are all English words, of course. We could also apply the same sort of logic to Chinese words.
比如红包。
红包。Like,
we get 红包。
Yeah. So, you don't really need a the in that case. But if you wanted to say something like, you know, the 红包 that my grandpa gave me is the best or the most.
对对对、嗯好的，那我们今天节目的最后呢，我们把这个句子现在像在造句啊，来 complete 完整一下，就是我们在这个节日做这些事情。
嗯，看
元宵节，我们打起灯笼，吃汤圆啊、嗯。这个在元宵节英语的介词要用什么呢、嗯、
？Okay, so generally speaking, on.Is a pretty good one to use. So on Lantern Festival.
Okay. We eat dumplings.
Right.
We make or we buy lanterns.
We burn lanterns. Sometimes.
Accident. That was an accident.
Right. So on is a pretty safe word to use. We use it for our festivals.
比如
on Christmas,、on Thanksgiving, on Easter.
Right.
On my birthday.
哦、oh, ，是你自己的生日、mm. 啊，也可以啊，就是 on 这个 day.
It's always on a day.
A day.
Now, if it's a longer、period of time, you can say during.
Yeah, because Chinese New Year、mm. is、
it's pretty long.
对，就是 starts with 上次我说的 mini Chinese New Year's Eve 小年夜
Right.
All the way to 元宵节
Right, so.To be safe, when we're talking about Chinese New Year, you might want to say during and then use on for all of those individual days.
Oh, right. 比如说 on New Year's Eve, 我们干这个。
We do this、yeah. on day three. We go see my wife's third cousin's brothers.
你刚刚讲那个什么 on day three.、
Mm.
所以年初三啊年初四啊、mm. 年初五我们就可以说 on day 几、
You could say on day three.、Now again, if you're talking to a foreigner who has no idea,、mm. you're trying to explain to them, like, what, this is what we do、during Chinese New Year, you might want to say on the third day
of
Chinese New Year. Like, for example, Christmas, we have a very famous song, on the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.、So there's precedent.
所以这里要加的 on the third.
So here I would just say that's to be safe.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know, you can say on day three,、
but
again, if you are explaining this to someone, I'm guessing why else would you be using English to talk about this festival?
Yeah, explaining to your foreign friends.
You have to explain.
Very useful.
So yeah, on the third day, we go visit.So-and-so.
Yeah, on the 15th day, we make lanterns.
We're still going.
Still going. 哎，我一直讲这个 make lanterns, 做灯笼啊，现在我是有一些他已经弄好的一个 kit, 你知道、小朋友就是回来组装一下。
All right.
Whereas in the good old days, 我那个时候30多年前那没有什么东西都要 from scratch, 是自己做的。
Right.
我还记得就是把那个纸剪成一小条一小条、
right.
做出那个兔子毛茸茸的效果。
Wow.
A lot of work,
yeah.
Yeah, the good old days.
Okay, there's another the right there.
Yeah, 所以我们怀念这个老时光啊。
Mm.
英语有一个固定的说法叫做
The good old days、
哎、这里是一定要加的你不能说 good old days
Good old days
是说 in the good old days
Right, in the good old days or, you know, those were the good old days
Yeah, I remember in the good old days, my grandmothers, they did make sugar balls, 自己做元宵，但现在很多就是大家就买了 frozen ones.
Yeah.
诶，我最后要问你的， you keep referring to 元宵汤圆 as sugar balls.
I do, yeah.
但这个不是一个 established 的说法，这是你个人的说法。
Right, yeah, yeah, I should be clear. I have my little words for many Chinese festivals.
对，而且元宵还可以是咸的，里面可以是肉，是菜。So they're not always sugar balls.
Right, right. Okay, dumplings then.
Dumplings.
Everything's a dumpling.
Round dumplings.
Yeah.
好，不管你怎么庆祝元宵节啊，我们都希望大家有一个非常圆满的，非常快乐平安的元宵节。
That's right. We hope you have the best.Lantern Festival.
Exactly. 好，今天的节目就到这儿。Once again, Happy Lantern Festival, and we'll see you next week.
All right, bye guys.